I'm good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're really excited because you are going on tour, but you're heading regionally this time round. So we don't need to head up the highway. You're coming to us, which is actually a really sweet treat. What is it like to be able to do a regional tour, and how does the audiences vary?
I've kept an eye open on my schedule just because I really wanted to do a regional tour. I just didn't know when it was going to be able to happen and when it was going to sort of make sense. And then this kind of gap opened up just before, you know, obviously the next phase of my career. So it was really just great timing. And any time I'd been out to play festivals in regional areas, they're just loose and they're so much fun and everyone's just so into it that I was like, imagine doing a tour. It's just going to be wild. Like, so and also I take notice, like I'm not a dick. So I just like take notice of a lot of people who say, we've traveled to see you today, or we've been, you know, we drove this long to see you in this city. And there were so many people writing to me telling me that I thought it's just about time that I kind of put the effort in.
The last time I spoke to you was actually on the red carpet of the APRA Awards, and you very cleverly, very smartly wore jeans to the event. Did that decision pay off? When it came to the after party, were you happy with your life choices?
I'm always happy with my choices because I just have given up on, like, I take comfort over anything else. 100%. And it's a bit of the laziness coming out of me, but I was very happy with that decision. I still wore, like, these Doc Martens that were really heavy throughout the night. But yeah, I was. Yeah, I was definitely happy with that decision.
So it's obviously been a huge, you know, what, 18 months now since, you know, Adore took off and everything like that. What's it like, you know, upgrading your phone book? So obviously you went to dinner with Russell Crowe and Nicole Kidman in New York. What are you wearing to that?
Well, I mean, I didn't actually know that Nicole was going to be there. Russell just said, I've got someone who wants to see you before you leave New York. And I mean, anything's possible with him. He's obviously got some pretty hectic people in his phone. But so I went like a leather jacket or something. I went nice. You know, it's still Russell Crowe. Like, we're not that. Like, you know, he's kind of a big deal in his own right. Yeah. And then, Nicole kind of showed up, and she, even she was just in this like really nice dress and like Converses. Like, she looked amazingly casual but awesome as well. So yeah, that was like a night that I still can't believe happened. So
what's the topic of conversation? What's going on there?
Oof. Like, honestly, what happens in New York stays in New York. But like, I think when you're in these sort of rooms, you really need to respect like everyone sort of opens up a lot more. And I think if you want to stay in these kind of circles, you're going to have to really respect that. But they're just like normal conversations. Like, you know, she's just talking about Keith being on tour and like, you know, how fun the Arias were when I got to play with Keith. And it was still very normal, but it's still like such a, like, I'm looking at her and I'm like, oh my God, like I'm obsessed with you, but you're just so normal. And this is so weird. Like, but yeah, it's kind of a really, I mean, it's crazy conversation, but it's cool.
What about that part of the evening where you're wrapping up and the formalities end and you just wait to see if Russell Crowe offers to pay? You know, you just do that padding of the, you know, the courtesy pat of the jeans, like, I'm going to pay, but hey, I've just been out with some Hollywood A-listers. I'm sure they're right to cover the bill.
Well, I was lucky. I've been lucky both times because Russell has dinner parties. So he has it at his suite. So he will organize everything. And like, I think, yeah, I don't know. It's a really weird sort of thing, but it's just, he's more than happy to do it. And I think he kind of likes it. So yeah, I didn't feel too bad.
Yeah. What's it like on tour though? Like, obviously are you quite loose on tour? Are you very tame and sipping on cups of tea and your Manuka honey just to make sure those vocal cords are going all right or what?
I mean, look, compared to some of the musicians today, I probably am loose because, like, there are, like, so many herbal tea vegans that are out there that just don't do anything that I'm, like, I feel like I'm this wild party animal, which really I think I'm just normal. Like, I like, you know, going out with the guys after if we've played a really good show, like, you know, we'll have some games of pool and stuff. And, yeah, but, I mean, I also haven't been doing this for, like, 15 years, like, at this level. So I'm kind of new to touring, so I like still love, you know, having a good time and, you know, just seeing different places. And I wouldn't say that I'm like going to get arrested anytime soon. I'm just like, I just like, you know, having a good time.
Well, we are thrilled to be hosting you, having a real good time when K-Rock presents Amy Shark live in Geelong. We're going to get all the details up, krock.com.au. It is always an absolute joy to chat to you. You're welcome back anytime, but we'll see you on our very own doorstep very soon.
Sounds great. Can't wait, guys.